Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Yesterday, the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection voted 5-2 to approve a $150 fee for rural landowners to fund CAL FIRE and fire protection for state responsibility areas. The bill was passed last July as an extraordinary measure by the state legislature and has faced backlash from landowners who will foot the bill. Opponents of the measure call the fee nothing more than a tax that only adds to revenues landowners already pay for fire protection. It was last year when the governor's budget cut more than $80 million from the CAL FIRE budget, and another $12 to $15 million could get cut this year as well. The budget cut also means the loss of more than 700 seasonal firefighters hired for the peak fire season. Chief Ken Woods of Humboldt Bay Fire has been an opponent of the bill since it was first introduced.
It's very much going to hurt local fire service, particularly, for instance, our fire district, in our ability to raise fees or raise revenue for local fire protection. We're the ones that provide the primary fire service in the SRA within our area in Humboldt County. CAL FIRE is gone essentially 7 months out of the year. We're the first responders. We're the ones providing the service. And with this $150 fee per parcel, it just makes it that much difficult for us to go out and ask the voters for any additional money.
The fee is expected to raise about $100 million a year that would be earmarked specifically for fire prevention and fire protection services. The Arcata City Council held a special meeting this morning to decide whether or not to name the city as a successor agency for its soon-to-be-dissolved redevelopment agency. The council voted unanimously to approve the measure after a short meeting, and now, like the cities of Eureka and Fortuna, will be responsible for the former redevelopment funds. City Manager Randy Mendoza said that the state's grab for local redevelopment money is a big hit, particularly when it comes to job creation and low-income housing efforts. The city's redevelopment agency's budget was right around $2 million, and Mendoza said that the city will now form a review board to oversee the funds. The City Council will get an update on the situation at its January 25th meeting. The redevelopment agency will be dissolved in February. And under pressure from the federal government, the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to review the county code regulating the growth and sale of medical marijuana on county land. Mendocino County has been at the forefront of permitting, regulating, and taxing medical marijuana grows. But County Chief Executive Officer Carmel Angelo was forced to call the meeting after U.S. attorneys have targeted the county as flouting federal law. Mendocino Supervisor and Board Chair John McCowan said that if the federal government is not going to provide the resources to eradicate all the marijuana they consider illegal, then they should not interfere with local regulatory efforts to protect public safety and the environment. The board will consider the issue at its January 24th meeting and then finalize its decision on February 14th. And acting on a tip to an officer, Eureka Police, including the POP team, arrested 33-year-old Gabriel Talamantes this week on suspicion of possession, transportation, and distribution of cocaine. The officer who received the tip contacted Talamantes by phone to set up the sale, and yesterday afternoon, officers agreed to meet Talamantes at a local motel room. When he arrived and knocked on the door, officers answered and arrested him. A search turned up approximately an ounce of cocaine and paraphernalia. Talamantes was booked into county jail on drug charges and a probation violation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Third District Supervisor Mark Lovelace held a campaign rally at the Arcata Plaza this afternoon to announce his re-election campaign. Lovelace was first elected in 2008 and replaced John Woolley. He'll face challenger Karen Brooks, who failed in her campaign to unseat State Assemblyman Wes Chesbro in 2010. Lovelace highlighted some of the accomplishments he's been a part of, including the redundant broadband access for the county, working with Cypress Grove to find a location for their goat dairy, and the Board of Supervisors' work on the general plan update. Lovelace also said that he's now in the process of picking a campaign staff and getting his reelection website up and running, and he thanked those he has worked with on various issues, including local government and county staff, businesses, and private enterprise. Sheriff's deputies were called out to an area at the end of Hufford Road near Orrick last night after receiving a report of suspected drug activity. Deputies made contact with two people, 56-year-old Frank Lindbergh of Curry County, Oregon, and 42-year-old Pamela Stevens of Washington State. Lindbergh initially provided deputies with a false identity, and after deputies searched the vehicle, they found a variety of drugs, including hash and prescription drugs. Lindbergh's true identity was discovered once he was booked into county jail, and he was found to have absconded on his parole and was wanted in Oregon. Stevens was found to be in misdemeanor possession of depressants and was cited and released at the scene. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.